From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man, we pick up where we ended on our previous broadcast and present more of the pre-recorded 100th episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank is talking with K.P. Yohannan, author of Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation. Let's now join Hank Hanegraaff and K.P. Yohannan in their conversation.
Our dream is to help at least 500,000 children. And this year, 2,000 plus children graduated from their high school, from our homes, and they found a new life, and not only for this life, but the life to come. And what we do is only a drop in the bucket, but much more. The need is so awesome and so great that if only we can do more. But I cannot imagine someone who says, I want to serve God and do Great Commission and have no compassion for the poor and the needy. Right now, you know, just a few weeks ago, I came back to States in March. Hank, somebody sent me a photograph, and I just looked at it, and alone in my room, I just cried and cried. The photograph happened to be a 4, 5, 6-year-old little boy. He just got enough clothes to, you know, cover his nakedness, and in his lap sits maybe a 6, 7-month-old little baby boy, totally naked. They're hugging each other. Both are weeping. And the story of that photograph is Mumbai or Bombay, 24 hours, you have literally millions of people, 24 hours. But after the coronavirus, the streets became completely empty. No cars, no train, no aeroplanes, and nobody on the road. And I imagined the hundreds of thousands of children on the streets begging to make a living. And these two kids happened to be two of those children. They're sitting and weeping on the street corner. And I said to myself, how many more are going to weep and die like this until the church care about it and do something about it? And I thank God we have thousands and thousands of our congregations are now involved 24 hours cooking meals and helping these people. India's problem in Nepal and Bangladesh, Hank, is not coronavirus. It is starvation. People are starving to death. And 2 weeks ago, I heard about from a social worker on the media, a mother throwing 5 of her children into the river and trying to kill herself because of starvation. And at this time, the church need to be alerted and do everything they can. And it is during this time, the horrible typhoon that hit Bangladesh and Assam and those places were hurting a lot of people. And the world is in terrible suffering. And I think we, those who are able, we need to embrace suffering, which also means fasting and praying for a day or two for the suffering people of the world, and give what we can to help feed the poor and needy and all that. Because there's one church we have in one place where the coronavirus hit so bad. They are feeding 500 people a day. The entire church cook 500 meals a day and provide. Thank God for the government officials and the police, everybody helping us to do these things, because without the help we cannot do it. But the crisis in these nations are only starting, and that's where I'm concerned about that. We will go out and do more right now in the name of Jesus, because this is where God's love is seen and felt and experienced by people that are in trouble.
I think you've elaborated on this in many different venues, but I think it'd be good in this podcast as well. The quote by St. John Chrysostom, who said, and this is so poignant and profound, he said, the rich exist for the sake of the poor. The poor exist for the salvation of the rich. Can you expand upon that?
Yeah, you know, I used to say this to people. You never asked to be born in America or Canada or in a Sri and Christian home in south of India, like my case, or in any place. You never said, God, you allow me to be born in America and I will do this. No, we are where we are, born and raised by the grace and mercy of God. And the Bible says, to those much is given, much shall be required. And, I'm of the opinion that all humanity stamped on our hearts the image of God. We are made in His image. And it is our responsibility of our soulish decision to do what our emotions and heart says, the compassion and the kindness toward other people. And when a church decides that their main job is to build a bigger building and put the best carpet and take care of their needs and forget half of the world go to bed with empty stomach and naked bodies, half of the world have never seen one page of the Holy Scripture, and they never heard about Jesus, I think we should take care of our churches nicely and have a nice carpet and live clean and drive clean, nice car. I'm not against it. But once we forget we are here in this world for a short time for the sake of Christ, and always he says the poor heard the gospel, heard Jesus gladly, and our greatest opportunity in our lifetime here on earth is to look, not wait, look for opportunities where we can invest our prayers, our fasting, our resources, our children and all that. You know, how many families got their children studying to be medical doctors? How many are medical doctors? Why can't they think about taking 2-3 weeks off and go to some other country and serve the poor and help? How many families are taking vacation and going to Holy Land and all kind of places and 7-star resorts? Why don't they take their money and take their 2-3 kids and go to Mexico City or to Dhaka, Bangladesh or Nepal or India, and let these children walk through the slums and see the thousands of children dying and playing in the dark, murky sewage and drinking the water, and experience reality, the lost world, that they don't think that living in America or England or Canada is all about life. I think parents from our congregation should take their children to people who are living on the streets, under the bridges in New York and Chicago and wherever. And I think we need to come down to the level of basic humanity that survive, whether you're rich or poor, for so short time, but use our resources. Why do somebody have to spend $200,000 to buy a car when they could get one for $50,000? Because car is not where you live. That is to transport your body from one place to another place. And thousands of things we can do. Remember St. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, when people were weeping about him being in prison, he said, hey, just don't worry about it. He said, all these things happen to me for the furtherance of the gospel. That means his looking glass, everything about his life, he evaluated with one thing. How can this help others to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ and understand him, whether they are in America or in China or India or anywhere in the world? And this should be Christ-like in our life here. The result of our divine liturgy and Eucharist and all these things that is very important in knowing the life of God.
I want you to, in the time we have left, talk a little bit about your book, Revolution and World Missions. I alluded to it earlier, but this is a book that has been translated into so many different languages, over 4 million copies in print. But what's important to me at this point is for people to understand what this revolution is all about. What do you mean, a revolution in world mission, and how can we become part of that revolution?
It's very simple. Hank, you know, in Acts chapter 17, it says about the early Christians, my God, here comes these people who turn the world upside down. In one translation, the world revolutionaries have come here also. And in my book, The World Revolution, I use to show that 80% of the countries of the world are completely closed or restricted for outsiders to come as missionaries to preach and plant churches. And time has changed since the Second World War. What we should do is to find the body of Christ in these nations and help them, because they are poor and they are hurting. And we should assist them to train their own workers and help them to go and preach the gospel. And after they plant local churches, they become self-supporting.
Don't go away. We'll be right back and rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with K.P. Yohannan. The founder of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, has spent his life leading a growing gospel movement in more than a dozen Asian nations. His classic book, Revolution and World Missions, impacted millions of people, showing how one man can change a generation. Never Give Up is a continuation of K.P. Yohannan's journey, the story of a tragically broken man who drew closer to Christ and experienced what it really means to never give up. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org.
We've seen good times and hard times, but nothing quite like these times. The consequences of the coronavirus pandemic and massive urban unrest have been nothing short of shocking. In such times, people desperately need hope and courage. God brings certain books and people into our lives precisely when we need them. Never Give Up is one of those books, and K.P. Yohannan is one of those people. Through times of trial, we come to know what it truly means to know Christ. Simply put, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, is the perfect book for this precise moment in history. To receive your copy of Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
Let's rejoin Hank Hanegraaff and K.P. Yohannan as they continue their conversation.
What we should do is to find the body of Christ in these nations and help them because they're poor and they're hurting. And we should assist them to train their own workers and help them to go and preach the gospel. And after they plant local churches, they become self-supporting. The question, Hank, is not how we are going to reach the unreached in our world. The question must be, how are they going to hear the gospel? And if that be the way we look at it, we will come alongside with the brothers and sisters in all these nations and help them because they don't have the resources to print the million Bibles they need and all kind of things, so dig clean water wells for the poor, needy people and all that. And somebody can go to gfa.org. They can get plenty of information about how they can become part of changing our world. Jesus came to change the world. He was a revolutionary and we need to be. And also, Hank, we have what you call the school of discipleship. Young people who finish their high school, they can come and spend 1 year at our, you know, 700-acre campus here to live here and learn on the job what it means to know God and pray. And then later they go to the university, college or whatever else and all over the world. And so this is one of the main contributions that I believe the Lord wants us to do to serve the church here in North America. And we don't make money on this thing. We just tell them, you know, all it takes is just have enough money to, you know, buy your food. We give you a house to stay and places, and you be part of a community where you really understand the meaning of church and knowing God and living for Him during our life here on earth.
And you get some kind of a vision as well, and that vision captivates your life. For example, you've often spoken about the Dalits. A lot of people wouldn't know what that is, but here you have a people group that may number as much as 300 million people, 250 to 300 million people. And they're considered outcasts. They're not even part of the caste system. They're outside the caste system. They can't drink from the water of those who are part of the caste system in places like India. And these people are being proselytized by Buddhists and by Muslims, and the church is woefully ignorant to their plight. These are people created in the image and likeness of God that form a very open mission field, people that can be reached, that can be invigorated by the very notion that they are not outcasts in the eyes of Jesus Christ, that they are the salt of the earth, that they can be transformed, that they can go from one glory to another. In 2 Corinthians, it says, with unveiled face. So this is part of the mission. And when you start to see this part of the mission, when you start to learn about it, your whole life turns upside down. And when you see those needs and when you see those opportunities, I think your own light and momentary problems begin to fade.
Hank, just imagine, you know, a dad and mom, they got a five-year-old daughter or son who is so beautiful, but they are crippled. This kid cannot stand up and walk and just crawl like a little animal. But all of a sudden, instantly, they see that young daughter or son completely healed. They are restored to perfect health. There's no language can describe the excitement, the beauty, and the surprise of that. When I was studying in school as a four-year-old, five-year-old little kid, we carried what you call a writing slate and the stone that you write on it. And in the classroom, there is a blackboard, and you write with the chalk and you wipe it. And every time you write, you have to wipe again. And then the more you write on it, the more dim that blackboard becomes. Dalits or the untouchables, hang are clean slate, clean paper. They are innocent. When I was in Nepal, I never forget meeting the head of one of the Dalit group, some 60 million people scattered throughout the subcontinent, and he is the chief leader of this group. And he said to me, almost in tears, incidentally, this guy was educated in the United States, in Harvard or somewhere, but he wears clothes identify with these people, untouchables. And he said, 90% of our children never go to school. We are slaves of the upper caste. We always will be. Will you come, please, teach our children, educate our people, and you teach us about your Jesus and new way of life, whatever, but we want to get out of the slavery. Hank, that is the story, not of one group of people, but thousands. And Jesus came to set the captives free. But Romans 10 says, how will they believe in him if they have not heard his name? How they will hear his name unless somebody tell them? And how will they tell about Jesus unless somebody go? And the last question, how will somebody go unless we send them? Somebody who's living in New Jersey or Dallas or London or anywhere in the world, they can actually be in one place, never move out of the room, and be a sender through prayer and giving for people to go everywhere preaching the gospel. You know, my mother, Hank, never left my community. 84 years of life, but from that little village, she was helping hundreds of young people to go to Bible school, serve God in different places where she'd never been to. But today, I must tell you, she is not dead. She is with Jesus. And she can see me now. You and I are talking about it. She is a cloud of great witnesses. And she is saying, my son, you don't understand what this is all about. Keep doing, keep running the race, and tell everyone about your Lord and help the poor and needy. And this is beautiful life, and this is beautiful orthodoxy.
Well, the book Never Give Up by K.P. Yohanan is available all this month, and in fact, anytime you want it. It is available to those that support our ministry. You can get your copy for your support on the web at equip.org. We'll also be happy to send you Revolution in World Mission. We have been working behind the scenes on a number of projects together, and my love and admiration for KP and for his ministry knows no bounds. It continues to grow. The more I see, the more I interact with this ministry and this incredible ministry leader, the more I love him and the more I love his work and the more I want to be involved in what the Lord has raised him up to do. In your book, KP, you say you want to leave the reader with a request, and then you give that request. And I thought it would be a perfect way to end this podcast. That request is, please learn to live your life, every minute of it, in light of eternity. And in fact, in light of that, you also have been so gracious to be praying for me, for my life, for my health. I've been going through radiation treatments, as you know, not for a life-threatening cancer, a secondary cancer that came as a result of my transplant. But I want to thank you for that reminder, that request. Please learn to live your life, every minute of it, in light of eternity. And also want to thank you for your prayers on my behalf.
You know, Hank, since I met you and been praying for you, one of the important things happened to me in my relationship with you is the words of St. Paul. He said, you know what, honestly, I don't care about being here on earth. This is really dumb and stupid. So many problems. I'd rather be with the Lord. But for your sake, I will stay around some more time. The weird thing happened to me in my relationship with you in prayer is that the Lord impressed upon my heart to pray for you daily. And he specifically said, pray that Hank will have health and long life. to serve the Holy Church and the lost world. And that's what I do every single day. And I would ask our audience, please join in prayer if you can every single day for Hank Hanegraaff. You know, people are made saints after they are dead. But I tell you, there are a few saints that are walking around, but we need to recognize. And I think God's hand is on your life. And you proved that by paying the price, as St. Paul did. And I think we need to have thousands of people praying for you and for your health and long life, because so much to be done in our world. And you are one of those key people I really believe God picked to turn the light on for a world that is so much in need and darkness.
Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To hear this Hank Unplugged podcast interview with K.P. Yohannan in its entirety, go to equip.org, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. In appreciation for your vital gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you K.P. Yohannan's book, Never Give Up, The Story of a Broken Man Impacting a Generation. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches during the financially critical month of June. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters and life matters more. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.